if you are doing a strategic and authentic job search, you are not, if you've been following us for a while, you are not going to applications first. You're networking first.
Sometimes people think that's enough for a recruiter to see my value. And unfortunately, it isn't, because everybody can click with a click of a button and get that on their profile, and it doesn't differentiate you.
Welcome to the Career Advancement Academy.
We're your hosts, Jack and Kara Dennison, and we're your ultimate career coaches.
We're here to help you find, land, and crush your dream job.
And help you live an amazingly authentic life while doing it.
If you're a professional ready to make the money you're worth, make an impact at companies you like, and live authentically, this podcast is for you.
Welcome to the Career Advancement Academy. Class is in session.
Welcome back, career advancers. We're here with another episode of the Career Advancement Academy. We're back with episode 33, leveraging LinkedIn best practices to make sure you get your profile seen.
We're so excited. The whole month of January, we have been talking about tactical ways to make sure that you can advance your career in this new year. We've talked about your unique value proposition, how to make sure that you are showcasing your professional and personal brand online and in your resume. And this week, we are talking all about the LinkedIn profile. So make sure that you are subscribed to the Career Advancement Academy wherever you get your podcast so that you can stay tuned for all of our incredible episodes this year. And make sure that you are subscribed to the Optimized Career Solutions YouTube channel, where tomorrow I am dropping an additional video all about LinkedIn so that you can take your LinkedIn game to the next level if that's your goal this year. LinkedIn's a really powerful tool for people who are looking to advance their career, wouldn't you say?
I think LinkedIn is one of the most powerful tools because it is not just a social media platform, but it is the pivotal platform for professional networking, job searching, career development. It's all there. And obviously, initially, it was kind of like a job search site, just like Monster, Career, Indeed. But now it's really that comprehensive tool that allows you to build your personal brand, showcase your thought leadership, but it also allows you to start networking directly in your industry.
Yeah. What's really great is that unlike other social media platforms, LinkedIn is literally a professional social network, right? And so this means that decision makers are hanging out there, recruiters are hanging out there, potential clients, if you're an entrepreneur, are hanging out there. And LinkedIn has over 800 million users, and it's expected to grow worldwide an additional 28 to 30 million over the next 3 years, according to a stat from last year. So it's continually innovating. It's becoming an indispensable tool for professionals. And if you're not on LinkedIn, I highly recommend getting on it because you're limiting yourself and your career growth, especially over the last couple of years with the pandemic and people going online. This is how people are networking. And so we're going to be talking about different areas of your LinkedIn profile today in this episode, how you can make sure that you're optimizing it, some of the best practices that we teach our clients in our courses that you can find at optimizedcareers.com, and that we infuse using our best knowledge, our insider tips, and what we would be doing if you decided to work with us. So what's really interesting is at the end of last year, LinkedIn has included some AI tools that are a little bit clunky, but hey, they're there. It's okay to help not just you as a job seeker to optimize your profile, but also to help recruiters quickly find candidates like you. So they're enhancing both not just your side as a profile, but as recruiters as well. So this should help recruiters find people like you. So what does that mean? You want to make sure that you're filling out your profile with keywords, with content, period, so that when recruiters are looking for people like you, you are going to start coming up in the algorithm.
I think it's really important that we kind of walk through what our LinkedIn profile kind of is and what are the sections best used for, right? I think really, let's kind of start at the top. And it's really, it starts with your headline. And your headline is that area of the LinkedIn profile that starts the conversation in the other person's head who's vetting you to understand Hey, is this somebody that I want to talk to? Is this somebody that I want to add to my network? Is this somebody going to provide some value for me?
Yeah. What's interesting about the headline is it's a very powerful piece of real estate on your profile because it is one of the only pieces of real estate on your profile that is being shown externally from your profile. So for instance, when you are showing up in the recruiter license or on the homepage, the only things that really show up from your information is going to be your profile picture, it's going to be your name, and it's going to be your headline. Now, what LinkedIn defaults for you, typically for your headline, is going to be your most recent title at your most recent company. Now, why do we want to change it? Well, hey, we want to be different from what the default is. That's going to first and foremost, capture the attention of your ideal audience. It's going to get you out of the crowd and it's going to capture the attention of recruiters as well. What do we recommend? Well, there's a lot of theories out there. A lot of people say, oh, well, your headline is keyword rich, etc. Well, I'm here to tell you that your whole profile is keyword rich. So you don't need to hyper analyze on the headline itself. But what we recommend is that your headline tells people who you are and is clickable enough to drive people to your profile. So for instance, we should really start out with saying who you are. If you're a sales leader, it should start out with executive sales leader focused on whatever it is that makes you a unique sales leader and differentiates you from the crowd or your competition.
I think that's so important because so many of us are really just trying to be the position we are or the position that we see on the job description, right? Mm-hmm. And we don't necessarily think about what is my unique value add mm-hmm. and how can I showcase that in as little words as possible.
Absolutely. So for the headline, again, you want to make sure that, and a tip for your entire profile is a lot of people, like Jack just said, they build out your resume or your LinkedIn profile as who you were or who you are. We want to get in the mindset of building out these tools as to who you want to be in the next step of your career. So your headline should really be focused on gearing that headline towards that next step of your career, specifically if you are in a job search. So that means stating the title, right? Executive leader or sales leader or whatever it is that you're going after, and then following it with some specifics about what makes you unique, right? To supplement that statement as to who you are. The next section is really going to be that about section, right? So what's the about section? Why do we even have that?
I think the about section really is your kind of personal pitch. It's your story really kind of being brought to life. It's highlighting your successes, your achievements, what your aspirations are, maybe a little personal stuff kind of added in there to let people know a little bit about who you are, but also kind of letting people know, hey, if you're interested in what I'm providing, why don't you reach out and let's have a conversation.
Yeah. What I always like with the about section, this is my personal philosophy. I've seen a million different about sections out there. And what's great about that is fantastic. Let there be a million different about sections out there. This is your way to differentiate yourself from your competition and to make it a little bit about you, right? I like to make sure that we're keeping it concise, engaging, and we're using psychological persuasion techniques within that as well. That's what most of my courses, my best practices are, is not to be manipulative, but to give you the best chance possible of leveraging techniques that allow people to want to engage in your profile or read more, right? Because in this day and age, recruiters are only going to scan your resume and your LinkedIn profile for 6 to 10 seconds. We got a little bit of time, just very, very amount of time, small amount of time. So we really want to engage them. So what do we include in the about section? I like to start out with a quick statement. Here's who I am and here's what I'm really, really passionate about, right? So using the sales leader example, because that's just one of the most recent LinkedIns that I've written, is, you know, I'm a sales leader and I'm passionate about bringing win-win solutions to my clients, leveraging a partnership style, blah, 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 whatever, right? Whatever you're passionate about. And then underneath that, I like to include specific achievements pulled from my resume or pulled from the person's resume that really supplements that statement, right? And here's how I've done it. Partnered with Microsoft to bring a solution together that drove, you know, X amount of revenue, whatever, right? So I like to do that. And I even put little emojis, like a little green check mark or a little arrow that is in front of those achievements because, hey, we are humans and we're visual creatures. And so those little emojis are going to pop off the page. And why are we doing that? So that if anyone reads anything in your about section, it's going to be how you were a badass and you brought an impact and a result to your a company or throughout your career. So that's what I like to do in my about sections. I start out with a little mini paragraph or two about here's who I am, here's what I'm passionate about, and here's why I do what I do. And here are some actual tangible results to back up that statement with some little visual cues.
I think it's also important that maybe at the end of that, we also incorporate some sort of call to action.
Yep.
And we let people know, like, hey, if you're interested, connect with me to discuss more strategies around sales leadership.
Yep.
Or visit my website to learn more about me, or book a call with me if you'd like to chat. Those types of things to really kind of learn more about each other. That's really going to be the goal here.
Yeah. A good one is connect with me through this profile if you'd like to network together, right? So love the CTA at the end, the call to action. I think that that's a fantastic thing to add to your about section as well. Now, going back up to the top of your profile, let's talk about, since we're talking about visual cues, things like that, let's talk about your pictures, right? You get two pictures on your profile. You get a actual picture of yourself, a profile picture, and then you get this really long picture that I like to call the banner profile picture. Okay. So here are some best practices for both of those. Your profile picture, you want to keep it to as close to a traditional headshot as possible. If you don't have the means to go get a photographer to take a headshot of you, great. Here's a great thing. We have these amazing smartphones out there that take incredible, incredible pictures. Go grab your spouse, a friend, a colleague, go outside when it's decent weather out there and dress in something that is a business casual, business professional, and have someone take a picture of you in a neutral background with some trees or a, you know, brick wall or whatever it is behind you. That's good enough for a headshot for LinkedIn. Things to avoid: avoid selfies, avoid group photos because no one can figure out which one you are. Avoid pictures where you're wearing sunglasses that are, pun intended, shady looking. So all of those types of best practices are a great way to just throw a quick profile up there. The reason why you're going to want a profile up there that is visible is that studies show that recruiters tend to click on profiles that have a profile photo up there where they can actually connect with you and have that where it's not actually real, but it feels like a real connection with your eyeballs in a photo. Okay. When it comes to a banner profile image, here's what I recommend. And I see this time and time again, that people have generic photos. What do you see on there?
I see the kind of remote standard where it looks like you're working at workstations and you could be doing it in a coffee shop, at your laptop, or people, you'll see photos from some vacation they took.
Or cityscape. I see cityscapes all the time. I see a beach picture all the time. I feel like I see like sunset pictures all the time. Beautiful, beautiful photos. Not doing anything for your branding,
better
right? Better for Facebook, better for, you know, Instagram, all that other stuff. For your LinkedIn banner profile pictures, like I said, you only get two spots for pictures. Your profile picture, you want it to be of your face. Your banner profile picture, again, work visual people. You want to use that section to really enhance your brand. Here's what I always recommend. If you want just a general picture of an image, let it be an image that enhances your brand. If you're a project manager, put a picture of a Gantt chart up there. If you're a project manager, put a picture of you, you know, or not you, a picture of a person leading a team through a project, right? If you're a sales leader, have a picture of a handshake, right? You know, I'm closing a deal. I close deals all the time. That's what that picture talks to me about, right? Other things that we usually do are your name and the title of what you're going after. If you are going after, again, a sales role and you're a sales leader, you know, your name, executive sales professional, right? Or the other option that I've seen very often is what can you bring to the table, right? Your name and your title are right there in the headline. So, hey, you might have your name and then a couple of key phrases about what you can bring. If we're going to use the sales leadership thing, you might have like revenue growth, these industries that I'm familiar with. So revenue growth, SaaS, healthcare, manufacturing, and then underneath that process and continuous improvement and servant leadership, right? So those might be the four things that you are really passionate about and you have extreme skill in, right? So you might want to put those up there so that in the first glance, that recruiter or hiring manager knows what you're going to be bringing to the table.
It's so important to take care and take heed from these psychological cues that we're giving you. Because imagine if somebody's moving quickly, they're sourcing for roles, they probably are going to be sourcing a lot of people and they're going to be moving pretty fast because of it. So they might be giving the actual words on your profile very limited amount of time when they're reading your headline, your about section. Let's maximize their eyeballs, their time, by giving them all these other areas and resources to be able to see you as the fit that you believe you are.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these techniques and tips are basically helping others help you, right? You're helping yourself out. You're really creating this brand and you're making sure every little piece of your profile screams this branding so that there's no question about it. When I was recruiting, and I was a corporate recruiter, I'm a senior professional in HR. That's what SPHR stands for. I'm certified in it. And I spent years recruiting. I've looked at over 500,000 resumes. And when you look at that many resumes, you move very, very fast. And if you're looking for a specific something for a role and it's not easily portrayed in a profile, you're clicking off and you're finding the next one very quickly. So this is ways for you to help yourself. Okay. The next section really is going to be those experience sections, right? So this is each of your roles that you've had throughout your career, and it has the name of the company, your title, and then a description section. What do you recommend?
Well, I recommend if you're going to be doing this, you should really showcase not just where you've worked, but also how you excelled. And you should be thinking of specific ways in which you overcame challenges, you drove accomplishments, in which you had to collaborate, spearhead things, trained, all of the above. You want to provide as much of that story aspect as possible, not just sum it up to a bunch of skills, which is something that we're also seeing in these experience sections, where that gets turned on for specifically for those jobs. There's a button you can click. And sometimes people think that's enough for a recruiter to see my value. And unfortunately, it isn't, because everybody can click with a click of a button and get that on their profile. And it doesn't differentiate you. Mm-hmm. You need to have differentiators. You need to also give the people vetting you kind of an understanding of where you rank versus the other people they've vetted, because they're making a decision to present the best people. So showcase why you're the best.
Mm-hmm. Here's my simple answer. Take the bullet points that you have on your resume and put them on in the description section of your LinkedIn. And here's the reason why. I mean, of course, there might be some stuff on your resume that is proprietary that you don't want in your LinkedIn. So sanitize as you need. However, what I highly recommend is if you are doing a strategic and authentic job search, you are not, if you've been following us for a while, you are not going to applications first, you're networking first, you're looking for that employee referral, you're looking to bypass your competition, and you're looking for that handshake, that way in, so that you're talking directly to that recruiter, that hiring manager, that decision maker, and you're doing that by leveraging LinkedIn. And that means that people are going to be seeing your LinkedIn profile before they even see your resume. And so stop hiding the goods on a resume that might not get seen until later in the process. Your LinkedIn profile is the public and out there view of what you can do, why you're a badass. So make sure you put those bullet points out there on that description. Now, like Jack said, and we're going to talk about skills for a second, you can now add, this is a new rollout as of last year, you can add your specific skills to each of your experience sections to showcase where you use specific skills. But many, many times I've now seen that's all you have. You have no description. You have no, here's how I've made an impact. Here's what I did, how I did it, and why I did it, the results. There's no metrics. And people use skills everywhere they go. That's not going to differentiate you, you know, compared to a competition.
It does not let people know how much you use that skill and
or why, or
what you've driven using that skill.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to move on to skills in just a second. But before we do, just a couple of other little sections that I'd like to just give you a couple of tips on. Education, of course, if you have education added in, but here's a little trick that I love to tell everybody is you don't have to put the years of your education on there. In fact, you can just leave the selection, the drop down on the word year, and it will just show your, you know, the place that you graduated from and your degree, and there will be no year on there. Why would you want to do that? Well, most typically, the typical path in education is you go to school, you graduate high school at 18, and then you go directly into college, and then you get your bachelor's 4 years later. Well, 18 plus four is 22. Most people can guess your age based on the years that you have in your education. If you're afraid of ageism or you just don't want people to know your age, which let's be real, if you're in a job search, or just in general, you don't need people to have that information. Remove your years from your education. I tell that to everyone, whether they're in their 20s or in their 60s.
That's a great tip because I've talked with so many budding professionals that have just kind of gotten their MBA, just gotten out of college. And some of them actually have some really good work experience.
Oh, absolutely.
But because they have that date right there, some of the people vetting them and those gatekeepers, they like assume that they don't have the work experience and they put them in the same boat as those new graduates that don't.
That is a big thing for those who have gone back and gotten their MBA, et cetera. Oh man, I could do a whole episode on this. Stay tuned. But basically, a lot of times when you go back to get your MBA, they're going to your college counselor or whatever is going to help set up your resume as if you are a new grad. And then you're stuck in this pigeonhole moment where you're now being seen by people in the real world, quote unquote, as corporate recruiters, et cetera, as entry level, just graduated, no experience. But a lot of people who go and get their MBA, they have 5-10 years of experience that is getting buried because you have your education at the top of your resume. And we've fixed so many resumes and helped people get a lot more of a head start on their job search because they now have this MBA, but they're discounting all these years of experience. So please, if you have an MBA and you're listening to this, either book a call with us or, you know, relook at your resume and remove your years of education from your LinkedIn profile with this. Okay, couple other sections you can add at the very top of your profile. You can click the button that says add profile section. You can add awards that you've gotten and honors. If you've been publicized, if you've had a publication, if you by any chance had an article published, right? If you've gotten a certification, if you can even get certifications through LinkedIn, if you have the premium membership now, you can add all of those things into your LinkedIn profile. And I highly recommend that you do. It makes you a more well-rounded and differentiated candidate and professional in your marketplace.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love that. There are two other sections that I want to go over. The first is going to be the skills section. This skills section is important. Here's the reason why. Recruiters who have the recruiter license have a drop down where they can choose. I want to find professionals that have this skill listed in their profile, not in the text in your, you know, professional experience or anything like that, but in your actual skills section. And so you have 50 spots to choose a skill from a drop-down menu and put skills on your profile. You can then go and add that skill to each of your experience sections and say, hey, I have this skill of leadership. Here's where I've used that skill throughout my experience section. It's really a robust section in your profile. But here's the problem. Most people set up a LinkedIn profile earlier in their career. I know for me, I set up a LinkedIn profile 10, 15 years ago. I also did that when I was in customer service, when I owned a photography business, when I graduated with a marketing degree. All of these things are relevant and skills I have. I'm a great photographer. I know Adobe Photoshop. All of these things. Is it relevant to my role now as an executive recruiter? No. I mean, I guess a little bit when I can tell you how to take a good profile picture yourself, but I'm not going to use up one of my 50 skill spots for that, right? So what do I always tell people? And it's probably one of my biggest tips. And it's one of the ones that people don't take very often because it's a little time consuming. Do a skills audit. Do a skills audit. Do it now. Do it today. Do it anytime you make an update to your profile. And the reason why is the skills on your skills section should be the skills that one you have, but are also needed for the roles that you're going after. And fill up that section for the roles that you're going after and the skills that you have, right? And make sure that they are related. But don't waste a skill section or a skill spot on Microsoft Word, right? Because that was relevant 10 years ago, but now everyone assumes that you have it, right? So those are the things that I would highly recommend that you take a look at and make sure that you update when it comes to the skills section specifically.
I think that's so important because I think I have some of this stuff on.
Maybe Jack needs to go do a skills audit
after we finish filming.
But what I would also highly recommend is I just forgot what I was going to say.
I think it's important that you also remember that with the skills section, that this is something that there might be many ways to say something that could be taking up multiple spots.
That's what I was going to remember. So for instance, right? Like you could have management, leadership, team leadership, etc. So always take a look at your skills and see what is the most relevant when it comes to the types of jobs that I'm going after. Secondly, after you do this audit, you might remove 10 to 15 skills and you have only 35 skills that you have on your profile and you have all 15 open spots. A good way to add more skills that are relevant for the jobs that you're going after is actually through the job section on LinkedIn. Through the job section on LinkedIn, you'll actually see how do I stack up, right? Like what are the skills that are needed for this job? And what that is recruiters can choose 10 skills that they want in the candidates for that role. And as you'll see, and you'll start job searching in LinkedIn, you'll see the skills that are coming up repeatedly for the jobs that you're interested in. What's cool is once you click on that, you'll see those skills. You'll see, hey, I have 8 out of 10 of them, but these 2 I don't have. You can actually just add them to your profile by clicking the add button, especially if you have open spots. So what I always recommend is do a skills audit, delete anything that's not relevant anymore, and then save a couple spots and add them as you're going through your job search.
I think that is huge. I think that is so important that we do that process.
Absolutely. Okay, last section is the open to work section. The open to work section.
Controversy here.
Okay, here's my opinion on the open to work section. I always recommend having it open to recruiters only. Here's the reason why. Not official, but I know someone that works at LinkedIn who works with the recruiters with the recruiter license. And overwhelmingly, he did a poll and they said that the open to work banner, which comes on your profile picture when you select open to all LinkedIn members, kind of gives an air of desperation, right, in your job search. Additionally, new research has come out as of last year that says that in the recruiter license in LinkedIn, their algorithm favors people who have just updated their LinkedIn profile and 2 has just selected open to work for recruiters only. So with those things in mind, I always recommend to my clients to A, update their profile and select recruiters only in the open to work section. I also recommend if you're finding that your job search has come a little stale, make a small change in your profile, turn off the open to work for a day and then turn it back on and see if you've gotten some additional zhuzh in your job search and additional attention. When you are turning on that open to work, make sure those five titles sections that you can choose are really in line with the path that you're going after. So in this example, since we're going after sales leadership roles, I would choose director of sales, VP of sales, head of sales, global sales head, you know, those types of roles. They're all within the same path, but they're all different, slightly different titles to choose the same thing, if that makes sense. This way you're spreading the net wide towards that one path.
I think that's really, really important. And we really covered so much
today. We gave away the whole bank. I mean, this is like, everything for LinkedIn.
If you need some support with your LinkedIn branding and you don't have the funds to be able to pay somebody to do it, this is the episode you need to watch.
This is. And if you have someone that you love or a colleague or a friend or a family member that is struggling with their job search, you got to send them this episode because we literally gave away our entire resume and LinkedIn mini course. But listen, here's something that I tell people all the time. I've written over 5,000 resumes myself. I've reviewed 500,000 resumes, and the hardest resume I've ever had to write is my own. Writing about yourself is really difficult. If you have someone in your life or if you are in a job search and you're struggling with writing your resume and your LinkedIn profile, even after listening to our episodes this month, we offer free career success sessions. Everyone gets one and they're either with myself or Jack. So book a free call with us. We'll go over your career and your resume or your LinkedIn profile with us, and we'll recommend one of our packages that we feel are the best suited for you. And you get to work directly with me. I will write your resume or your LinkedIn profile or both for you. So highly recommend taking advantage of all of our free resources and the free call. And if it makes sense to work together, we would love to work with you.
You can grab that free call at getstarted.optimizedcareersolutions.com.
We would love to speak with you. You can check out all of our packages and book that free call at www.optimizedcareers.com. We would love for you to check it out. Make sure to be subscribed to all of our amazing free resources. You can check out our YouTube channel at Optimize Career Solutions on YouTube. Make sure that you're subscribed. Make sure that you're subscribed to this podcast, Career Advancement Academy, wherever you get your podcast. Leave us a 5-star review. It would really help us out, and we would read every single one of them. We really appreciate it. We hope that you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks for joining us on the Career Advancement Academy. Thank you for attending the Career Advancement Academy this week. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation.
If you know a friend or colleague who would benefit from this episode, make sure to share it with them. And make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on upcoming episodes.
If you're interested in working with us, check out www.optimizedcareersolutions.com to learn more.